在线英语听力室 tinroom.com 欢迎您
Chapter 49 Eleanor almost ran out of the room after hearing the news, but remained near Edward. After hearing of his brother's wedding, Edward immediately left Oxford, where he was studying, to go to Barton to ask Eleanor to marry him. Robert Ferrars had gone to see Lucy,hoping to persuade her to end the engagement with his brother. He had gone to meet her several times, each time hoping to end the engagement. She flattered him considerably during their meetings, and he loved hearing such comments about himself. Within a short time, they had persuaded each other to marry. Lucy supposed that Colonel Brandon's offer was not enough of an income for her taste, and was looking for other ways to become wealthy.Edward stayed with the Dashwoods for nearly a week, during which time the new lovers often discussed Lucy's marriage. During one of their conversations, Edward gave her a letter Lucy had sent him.
Dear Sir, I'm quite sure you no longer love me, therefore I have found someone who will love me, and have no doubt I will be happy with him. I sincerely wish you happy in your choice.And it shall not be my fault if we are not always good friends, as you are now my brother. I love your brother, and we have just returned from getting married. I have burned all your letters, and hope you will destroy my notes to you. But the ring of hair you are welcome to keep. Lucy Ferrars.
My mother will be more hurt in Robert marrying Lucy, as he was her favorite.She will forgive him more quickly as well. I thought it was my duty to continue with Lucy, although I was no longer in love with her. We had become engaged the year after I left her uncle's home. For the first year, I loved her dearly, as I was bored with my studies at Oxford and living at my mother's home, so our secret love was my amusement. After nearly a year, however,I realized that Lucy was quite foolish and rather dishonest. I thought it was my duty to give her the option to continue the engagement. The two lovers soon decided that Edward should return to his mother to beg for her forgiveness. Then, after a short time, he would announce his engagement to Eleanor. They hoped that his mother would give them a small fortune, but they still had doubts about Mrs. Ferrars' generosity.Letters soon came to the cottage from their friends. Mrs. Jennings was quite upset with her dishonest cousin. When she had run off to marry Robert Ferrars, she had taken her sister's money as well and refused to take her along. Mrs. Jennings had to give the poor girl some money to go stay with another cousin, hoping to see the doctor again. Chapter 50 Edward apologized a great deal to his mother.And she soon forgave him, not wishing to continue having problems with her children any longer. She attempted to persuade him to marry the Honorable Miss Morton, but Edward insisted that he wished only to marry Eleanor. Mrs. Ferrars at last agreed to the marriage. As for their fortune, she promised them £1,000 a year, which was a great deal more than they had hoped for. They were soon married,and moved to their new home in Devonshire. Their friends and family, including the Dashwoods and Mrs. Ferrars, visited them. After some time, Mrs. Ferrars forgave her second son and his low-class wife. Soon enough, however, Lucy used her abilities to flatter her mother-in-law and soon became one of their mother's favorites, settling with her husband in town, where they received a great fortune from his mother.Aside from Robert and Lucy's fights and disagreements, they lived happily together and became close friends of John and Fanny Dashwood. Mrs. Ferrars, however, could never completely forgive Edward for once becoming engaged to Lucy, nor could she forgive Eleanor for marrying Edward, though she had a greater fortune and was of higher class than Lucy. Marianne soon recovered from her heartache at 17.She began spending a great deal of time with Colonel Brandon and came to greatly respect him. She realized in time that she indeed cared for the Colonel. After 2 years, she and the colonel were happily married, and she grew to love him more than she had ever loved Willoughby. Willoughby was pained after hearing of Marianne's marriage to Colonel Brandon. Soon after his marriage, Mrs. Smith forgave him for his terrible behavior and gave him the fortune he once so desperately needed, which made him think that if he had treated Marianne well, he could have been happy and rich. He did grow to love his wife, but always viewed Marianne as the true image of womanly perfection. Between Barton and Delaford, there was always communication, as Mrs. Dashwood had decided to keep her cottage while Margaret was still so young. Though she often stayed with her two daughters, who lived in happiness with their husbands, who became great friends as well.